Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening again to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, more this week on the unity within the body of Christ as we look at the vine, that's Jesus, and the branches, that would be us. I believe this picture from John 15 pictures the greatest example of the love and unity Christ holds for his children. Nothing projects the life-giving flow that comes from Christ than the example of Jesus Christ being the vine of life. And we are the branches who so desperately need his life. In John 15:4, Jesus said, "Abide in," and that word abide is tabernacle or abode or dwell in me, "and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me." He did not say that we are to abide in each other. Oh, no. He said that communion among branches is the result of first abiding in Christ. Let me say that again. Communion among the branches is the result of first abiding in Christ. Each branch must first abide in the vine, that's Jesus, for himself. Then as they receive the life from the vine, they are able to pass that life from one vine, you know, to each branch who has also received life from that vine. So we receive from Christ so that we can give Christ. Let me say that again. We receive from Christ so that we can give Christ. Remember, whatsoever we want, we must give that away. Nothing in God is possible without this fundamental communion between the branch, that would be us, and the vine. Also, in verse 4, Jesus alludes to, if a branch is not abiding in the vine, it will die. Now, this does not minimize the value of fellowship among believers, oh no. But imagine if the branches were all abiding in each other, as many churches and denominations teach, but not in the vine. Do we realize that unity among branches is possible even if all of the branches are not abiding in the vine? Why, sure, you can have groups of professing Christians in full agreement and in full communion with each other, but their agreement is in some error. Their communion is not in Christ, but in something, you know, instead of Christ. That they will have unity in their denominational teaching, purpose of effort, politics, social, gospel, feeding and clothing the poor, caring for animals somewhere in the world. But it will not be in the unity in Christ. It will be unity in something instead of Christ, which makes their unity anti-Christ or another Christ. What is the core problem here? Well, not unity. They all agree. That's right. Not unity. They all agree. They have unity and even devote resources towards their effort. Oh no, they have unity. Make no mistake. But their unity is not in Christ. It is unity. Yes. Maybe in a list of false teachings, but in reality, their unity is in their blindness and their unbelief regarding of that false teaching that emerges. You do not need to be in an official cult to have such unity. You could have a group of Christian people, all of them whom are under the same deception and the same spirit. I've seen it all my life. Of that unbelief, and they could actually be celebrating their unity, but none of this is in Christ. Most mainstream religious denominations meet this description. They even talk about celebrating things about Christ, but not Christ himself, like his blood, his body, his mother, his stories, his death, and even his resurrection, but not the person of Christ. I just heard a very well-known TV channel with a cast of thousands just singing old wonderful hymn of the church, "Power in the Blood," but not talk about Christ, where the power comes from. Something is wrong here, my friend. Any ministry, church, or denomination that talk more about the things of Christ and not Christ himself is probably a cult. Let me say that again. This is important. Any ministry, church, or denomination that talk more about the things of Christ and not Christ himself is probably a cult. Take heed here, my friend. How many realize that unity, you know, among any group of people can achieve much? That's right. Well, just look at communism. They had great unity. They achieved much evil because their evil was outside of Christ. Thus, as far as, you know, proving something is good or of the truth, or that, you know, God is in it, unity means nothing. That's right, unity means nothing. In fact, it is the will of God to utterly and completely destroy all unity that is not in the Son of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. It is the will of God to utterly and completely destroy all unity that is not in the Son. Wow. What is more unified in God's eyes than the family? Well, in Matthew 10:34 and 36, Jesus says some very sobering words that most Christians do not believe or just flat out ignore. Amen. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. Wait a minute. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. But I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come, notice that phrase, I am come to set man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter in law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be of his own household. What is the purpose of the sword, my friend? That is to cut our love for our family out of our heart. The love that is reserved only for God. Jesus is clearly stating that there is only one unity that is of God, and it is unity in the Son. Let me say that again. Here, Jesus is stating there is only one unity that is of God, and it is unity in the Son. Not just unity in doctrine or facts about Jesus, oh no, but in that unity that is the result of individuals who share in common the person of Jesus Christ, which is, if Christ is in me, then he is to be my life. Again, he, Jesus, is the vine. We are the branches. And if Jesus is in us, then he is to be our life. Then we are each partakers of Christ. Now, please notice here, then we are each partakers of Christ. But that also makes us partakers of each other. That means we are in communion with each other in unity through Christ. Not what Christ did on the cross. No. But because of who Christ is. There's a huge difference here, my friend. Sorry about that, Jimmy Swaggart. Amen. This is communion in Christ. Communion in Christ. Not what he did, but communion in Christ. If not in this unity, then every other unity, no matter how religious and spiritual it sounds, no matter who is saying it, no matter how many people believe it and build churches all around the world, it is outside of God's will and ultimately destructive. Jesus said, I am come to bring division to all of those other kinds of unity. Wow. I am come to bring division to all of that other type of unity and to destroy it. I am come to destroy unity in all else by myself. If Jesus comes to dwell in a person, or if the truth and life of Christ is introduced into a group of Christians, that is a good thing. But make no mistake, my friend, he will break apart all unity that is not of him. Amen. He will break apart all unity that is not of him. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you understand this point. So many churches today are in unity of purpose and doing all of these things, but they're not in unity with Christ. And what Christ will do is he will come and he will break that apart. And people don't understand when things are going on like that. Why is this happening? Well, Christ is coming to break this stuff apart so that they could come into unity with him. God bless. Talk to you next week. Amen.